invigorate the soul, uplift the heart, and steer in the right direction. Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Radio Network. Welcome to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. Today's story is A Dumb Witness. One day a poor man tied his horse at noon hour to a tree, and he sat down to eat his meal. A rich man came along and started to tie his horse to the same tree. "Do not fasten your horse to that tree," cried the poor man. "My horse is very savage. He will kill yours. Fasten your horse to another tree." The rich man answered proudly, "I shall tie my horse where I wish." So he fastened his horse to the same tree to which the poor man's horse was tied and sat down to eat his dinner. Suddenly the men heard a great noise and looked up. Their horses were fighting. The two men rushed up to stop them, but it was too late. The rich man's horse was dead.
"See what your horse has done,"
cried the rich man in anger.
"But you shall pay for it. You shall pay for it."
So saying, he dragged the poor man before the judge.
"Oh, wise judge," he cried, "this man's savage horse has killed my horse, my beautiful, kind, gentle horse. Make him pay for it or send him to jail, I beg of you."
The judge turned to the poor man. "Did your horse kill this man's horse?" he asked. But the poor man said not a word.
"Can't you talk?" asked the judge.
The poor man answered never a word. The judge asked the poor man many questions, but he still kept his lips closed and answered nothing. At last the judge said to the rich man, "What can I do? This man is dumb. He cannot speak a word."
"Oh, sir," said the rich man, "he can talk as well as you or I. He spoke to me on the road."
"Are you sure?" asked the judge.
"Well, what did he say?"
"Indeed, I am sure. He said quite plainly, 'Do not fasten your horse to that tree. My horse is very savage, and he will kill your horse. Fasten him to another tree.'"
"Ah," said the judge, "now I see. If he warned you, he need not pay for your horse. You only are to blame. You should have heeded his warning."
Then the judge turned to the poor man. "Why did you not answer my questions?" he asked.
"Can you not see, O wise judge?" answered the poor man. "If I had told you that I warned him not to tie his horse near mine, he would have denied it. Then you would not know which one of us was telling the truth. I knew, O wise one, that if I let him tell the story alone, you would soon learn the truth."
The poor man's words pleased the judge, and he sent the rich man away without a penny. But he praised the poor man for his wisdom. The crew here at SOH would like to thank all the many hearts and hands that contribute to make it possible for us to bring you these amazing stories. Today's story source is Fables from Afar by the author Catherine T. Bryce.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. We here at SOH hope we will see you for our next installment on the SOH Radio Network.